Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sis, and welcome to Cellar Notes. So we talk about Cabernet Sauvignon all the time.
All the time.
And, you know, I think that Cabernet Sauvignon that doesn't have a little bit of Cabernet Franc blended in is missing something.
They are.
And unfortunately, we don't get a chance to taste Cabernet Franc as a standalone as often as we should.
No, it seems to, in many parts of the world, be condemned to a blending partner.
Right.
For the Bordeaux varietals, and that's a shame. We know in the Loire Valley it does extremely well, and it stands alone, and it does extremely well here in Maryland. I mean, extremely well.
Right.
But I tasted some from all over the place a little bit, and it was kind of fun just seeing what's going on. The first one is called Llama, like the animal, Cab Franc Old Vine from Mendoza in Argentina.
Okay.
2021. This is $15. Not bad. This is a good representation of Cab Franc, aromatic, medium-bodied, with quality red fruit flavors. It has a dark color and a pleasant nose of red plums and cocoa powder, and I like the balance between the tannins, the acidity, and the fruit. Everything is playing their role in this thing, so that was good. I noticed a soft texture at first, and then a burst of fruit, and then a touch of greens in the flavor,
mm-hmm.
and then that resolves into a touch of sweetness. So a lot of things are going on in there, which I think makes it very, very interesting. It closes with a touch of toastiness and tannic dryness.
Okay.
So this was, I thought, a pretty good entry-level Cab Franc. That's the Llama Cab Franc, $15. Not bad. It's from Argentina. Now, let's go back to North America, to Yakima Valley in Washington. This is Two Mountain Cab Franc. And that's a fairly well-known producer up there. It's a 2022. This is $25. And this is a true Washington State red wine with its finesse and its pronounced acidity. It seems to be a bit on the lean side despite its body and its alcohol. And I'd say the fruit is a tad muted, although the tart black cherry and the earthiness are entirely correct. Interestingly, the aroma features dark chocolate, which does not repeat in the flavor. But what takes its place is tart cherry, of course, but there's a warm oakiness that rounds out the flavor. Now, Hugh, I thought this was a good example of a Cab Franc that probably should have been used for blending.
Okay.
For me, it didn't work terribly well as a standalone. This is Two Mountains Cab Franc, but
okay.
Pretty decent wine nonetheless. Now, my wine of the week, I was very impressed with. This is called Chicana Cab Franc from the Uco Valley in Mendoza, Argentina, 2021. Only $16 for this. The Uco Valley has made a lot of good wine over the years, so I respect that as an appellation. This is probably the biggest Cab Franc I've ever tasted, and that's probably due to whatever clones they chose.
Mm-hmm.
They got the big boys working. The color is very deep. The nose is very powerful. It's yeasty and jammy. There's kind of thing that makes me think of blackberries. It's just a really lovely wine. The tannins are very well behaved, and it comes through very well. So that's the Chicana Cab Franc, my wine of the week, at $16, a very, very good value. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.